keeping North Central Kansas informed. This is a Classic Rock Z96.3 The Lake News Update.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm David Oliver with your latest headlines from 13 News. The Kansas Highway Patrol has released its activity report for the July 4th holiday weekend. The patrol worked 2 fatal crashes, handed out about 600 speeding tickets. Troopers also made 25 DUI arrests. The Kansas Department of Education says the U.S. Department of Education has restored COVID grant funding clawed back this March. Education leaders say that means $22 million earmarked to address learning loss and math and literacy training in Kansas is now back on the table. But the state education department also announced this week $50 million of federal program funding has been delayed indefinitely. These cuts affect programs for students relocated due to their parents' seasonal jobs, English learners, teacher development, and after-school programs. In Topeka, David Oliver, 13 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers BMW trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
Classic Rock Z96.3 The Lake Weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 92. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 71. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms. Chance for storms tomorrow, highs level off around 98, mainly clear. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Ellens of Tipton takes the hassle out of your remodel project. Stop by their showroom and let Lexi and the staff guide you to the flooring, wall coverings, and window treatments of your dreams. With great pricing on in-stock carpet, luxury vinyl tile, and sheet vinyl, the perfect flooring is ready for professional installation. Grab some Valspar paint and Brewster wallpaper to add a pop of color to those plain walls. Graber shades and custom window treatments will finish your room off in style. Not sure where to start? Call Lexi today at 373-4315. That's 373-4315 for a free in-home consultation and estimate.
Looking for an insurance company that truly understands your needs? Look no further than Linton Insurance, your trusted local insurance expert. They pride themselves on delivering insurance solutions tailored just for you. Whether it's auto, home, or life insurance, Linton Insurance has you covered. They work closely with you to find the right coverage at the right price and are there when you need them most, guiding you through the claims process with care and efficiency. Don't leave your insurance needs to chance. Call Linton Insurance 738-5128 or visit them on North Mill in Beloit.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Dr. Dwayne L. Scott, MD, age 90 of Belleville, Kansas, passed away in Lawrence on July 2nd. Visitation will be on Thursday, July 10th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in Belleville. Rosary visual services will be held Thursday evening at 6 p.m. at St. Edward Catholic Church in Belleville. The Mass of Christian Burial will be Friday, July 11th at 11 a.m. m@St. Edward Catholic Church. Memorials are requested to the NCK Healthcare Foundation, the Republic County Community Foundation, or St. Edward Catholic Church, and can be mailed to Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home, who is assisting with these arrangements. Memorial services for Joyce Dusky, age 83, of Wichita and formerly of Cocker City, were July 3rd at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Cocker City. Mrs. Dusky died May 15th. Robert's family funeral service was in charge of arrangements. Wayne Keith Bowles of Downs was born on September 1, 1952, and left this world on July 2, 2025. A celebration of life will be held and announced by the family at a later date. Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments are in charge of arrangements, and condolences can be left at schoenfhm.com. Funeral services for Silene Hewitt, age 88, of Beloit, were July 7th at the St. John's Catholic Church in Beloit. Mrs. Hewitt died on June 28th. Memorials may be given to the Alzheimer's Association. Robert's family funeral service is in charge of arrangements. William LaBarge of Downs was born June 27th, 1943, and passed away on June 29th. Service details will be announced at a later date. Leave condolences at schoenfhm.com, as Schoen Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit schoenfhm.com.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The Royals beat the Pirates last night 4-3 after a Nick Lofton RBI single to walk things off in the ninth. It was Nick Lofton's night as the second baseman had a two-run shot earlier in the game. Jack Caglione also hit his first career home run at Kauffman Stadium. Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pascantino, Mikel Garcia, Salvador Perez each added a hit in this one. The Royals were just 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Pitching-wise, Seth Lugo had a quality start, going 6 innings, giving up 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk while striking out 5. Those 2 runs were each homers on El Zerpa. Had a clean 7th inning, striking out 2. Lucas Irsay gave up 1 run on a hit with 2 walks in the 8th. Carlos Estevez got the win, giving up just a hit in the 9th. The Royals are now 45-48. They'll try to look to sweep the Pirates tonight at 6:40 p.m. with Chris Bubich taking the ball. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
We're talking with Trey Dubert, a 2015 St. John's Beloit graduate. Trey, what's going on this summer for you and your family?
Not much. Just staying busy, running basketball camps and things like that with school, and then trying to get back to help the family on the farm when I can and just hang out and spend some extra quality family time.
Well, Trey, you're coaching at a 5A school down in Oklahoma, and ironically, you're going to come back tomorrow night for the sprint races here in Beloit. I don't know a lot about it. I know a young man lost his life, and they have a memorial race, a great cause, and it's pretty big-time races. You're kind of involved through marriage with your brother-in-law, who's won here before, and going to make the one-day trip up here to watch the sprint cars and World of Outlaws tomorrow night. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. So my brother-in-law, his name's Jason Persley. He actually won the Chad McDaniel last year. So he's been racing in this race the last handful of years that I can remember, and he's kind of grown up through the dirt track racing world, and he's kind of keep climbing the ladder, and he's not following this USAC series that's coming into town tomorrow as much as he did in the past, because he's moved up to basically professional on dirt, which is called the World of Outlaws and High Limit Racing Series, but he's able to sneak this one in, so we're going to come up and watch him and support him at the hometown.
Yep, I understand it's great racing. It'll be tomorrow night at the Beloit Fairgrounds, and should be a world-class car races tomorrow night in Mitchell County. Well, Trey, you're going to have give back to the community next week, especially your school, having a couple-day basketball camp at St. John's High School here in Beloit. Tell us a little bit about your basketball camp next week here in your hometown of Beloit.
Yep. So the name of the basketball camp's called Own Your Game, just talking about taking ownership and what it is that you do, and whether that's going to be basketball, which is going to be our focus, but just kind of helping give back to the youth of taking ownership of whatever area it is that they find interest and want to pursue their passions in. But I will be hosting that for the second year in a row this coming week, Monday through Wednesday. I've got this year, it's opened up from third grade all the way to seniors in high school, depending on the division they're spread out throughout the day. But I'm excited to do that and kind of share some of my passion for the game with the next generation of kids.
If somebody out there listening today wants to get involved next week and learn some basketball from you, how do they go about registering and getting involved?
So I've got a flyer. It's been shared around on Facebook. The easiest way to probably do it is just look up my Facebook page, Trey Duber. I shared a link to it, and they can follow the next steps in order to do that as well.
Well, Trey, you're living down in Oklahoma and coaching and teaching in a 5A school. You were the head coach of girls basketball, and you're telling me that you went into the playoffs, had a heck of a year. First of all, tell us about the girls basketball team you coached last year, and then you got yourself involved in boys and girls tennis down there.
Yep. So actually, I'm not the head coach yet. I'm still just an assistant, but this girls basketball position was a new opportunity with me. I went with a fellow colleague who left from the school I was at previous, where I was coaching boys, and we kind of took over this girls program and trying to get a build up and make it a powerhouse, so to say, in the future. But we felt like we've got kind of the framework built or starting to be established last year. We were lucky enough. We kind of had an up and down year, but we got the girls to buy in, and we ended up making the longest run in the last 7-8 years or that we could find of recent history. So it was pretty cool and pretty fun to be able to get kind of the foundation built on the program that we're trying to establish. And I think there's a lot of momentum and a lot of excitement moving forward for our program.
Well, Trey, you also coach tennis, one of the unknowns, in, especially in our area. Obviously, Beloit High and Minneapolis and a few of the 3A, 4A schools and above have tennis. But tell us something about tennis that you didn't know, that we didn't know, that you can share with us about coaching tennis.
Well, very, very unique sport. I wouldn't say it was something true that I grew up knowing as well, but I'd say I learned a lot last season, had a lot of fun being around the kids. I'd say the biggest piece of information that I learned was it is a grueling sport. It is a long day, high endurance, high competition for those kids that are competing in it. Play 3-4 matches in a day. We had, I think, our regional tournament, we had a couple kids that were playing, I did the math, of close to 8 hours of on match tennis that day. So it's not for the weak.
Well, Trey Dubert, you were home a couple of days helping Dave Dubert finish up harvest. The wheat harvest was above average here. Everybody was real happy and a little bit surprised. Just tell us a little bit about coming back and helping your family on the family farm bring in the wheat this year.
Yeah, I love getting back, being able to help my dad and my family whenever I can. It's always a joy. It's always been a passion of mine ever since I was a little kid, just growing up and helping on the farm, and now to be able to play a little bit bigger role of doing some more of the work and things like that, and just being able to be around and spend some quality time with my family. I always enjoy it.
Well, Trey, Chad McDaniel Memorial races tomorrow night at or today on Wednesday, and at Mitchell County Fairgrounds. What number is your brother-in-law, and how do you expect him to finish tonight?
To be honest, I couldn't tell you what number he's racing with this race, because he races with a couple different teams depending on what the circuit is, so his number kind of changes. So I couldn't honestly tell you what number he's racing tomorrow, but his name is Dason Pursley. He'll be running fast. He'll be doing whatever he can to get out there, and he's a heck of a racer, so I'm excited to come back and watch him.
Well, Trey, always an honor, a pleasure to talk to you. Can't wait to meet you in person, shake your hand next week at your basketball camp, and then hope to see you at the annual three-man the end of the month of the Beloit Country Club.
Oh, yeah, we'll see you there. It'll be fun.
USAC Racing is slinging dirt in north central Kansas. On Wednesday night, July 9th, USAC NOS Energy Drink National Midget Racing returns to Beloit, Kansas for the 14th running of the Chad McDaniel Memorial at the Mitchell County Fairgrounds. Pits open at 4 p.m. Central. Grandstands open at 5. On-track action begins at 7. Tickets are $25 for adults, $10 for students, and kids 6 and under get in free. Let's go to USAC National Midget Racing at Mitchell County Fairgrounds on Wednesday, July 9th. Don't you dare miss it.
Wakanda Boats in Glen Elder, Kansas is closing out 2025 Lund fishing boat models to make room for the 2026 lineup arriving daily. Rebates available. Stop by or call to find out about the savings you can get in on. Military and local hero discounts always available. Looking for a new tube, skis, wakeboard, or cleaning and boating supplies? Stop in. Wakanda has it all. Don't forget to check out the used lineup at WakandaBoats.com.
Plum Creek Restaurant in downtown Beloit has a menu with a wide variety of quality cuisine, featuring hand-cut steaks, delicious sandwiches, burgers, salads, and pasta, mouth-watering appetizers, and more. Plum Creek Restaurant is open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9. For a night on the town or just a laid-back nightcap, visit their Down Under Bar, The Dove, Monday through Saturday, 5 to close. Event catering, or let them do it all with their event spaces, perfect for private parties, large banquets, or wedding receptions. Plum Creek Restaurant and The Dove in Beloit.
Your story isn't finished. It's just getting better. At Mitchell County Hospital Health System's Senior Life Enrichment Program, we specialize in helping older adults navigate life's changes with positivity and purpose. Let us help you reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety while we uncover new opportunities to thrive and grow. Visit mchks.com to learn more or call 785-534-1536 today. Senior Life Enrichment, where the best is yet to come.
Imagine a rustic barn set in the middle of an open field, horses grazing in a pasture, open prairie grasses waving in the breeze, with a beautiful lake background. Does this sound like the perfect backdrop to the wedding you've been dreaming of? Whether you dream of an outdoor, on-the-prairie wedding, or an upstairs-in-the-loft ceremony, we can make your dreams come true at Prairie Ridge Barn in Glen Elder, Kansas. With a 3-day, no-time-limit rental experience, we want you to enjoy your wedding and relax with family and friends. Contact us at prairieridgebarn@gmail.com or find us on Facebook to come and see how you can make our barn into your dream wedding experience.